Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. What was not included in the last-minute funding bill passed by Congress early Saturday that keeps the government running into the start of President-elect Trump's term?
Now, it did not include several policies that had been carefully negotiated between Democrats and Republicans for months, for vocational training, substance abuse treatment, protections for rural broadband, and some tough new proposals around China. All of that scrapped at the 11th hour because Elon Musk really had railed against it.
ABC's
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Favic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
Good afternoon. Courtside at the Kohl Center as the Badgers play their final game of the calendar year. Long break after today. Next up in the Big Ten will be Iowa on January 3rd, but it's a Horizon League opponent today, the Detroit Mercy Titans, under the direction of first-year head coach Mark Montgomery, the former Michigan State Spartan guard and longtime assistant for Tom Izzo. Alongside Charlie Wills, I'm Matt LePay. The final game before the break. Charlie, you live this in your career.
Excited.
How hard is it to lock in and not look ahead?
Super hard.
Yep.
Super hard. You're done with classes. You've had a little bit of a break. It's a midday game. Luckily, it's right around the practice time that they normally practice, so hopefully that keeps them in their mindset.
Badgers coming off an impressive performance in Indianapolis 8 days ago, knocking off the Butler Bulldogs and trying to end 2024 in a winning fashion here this afternoon. 1 hour away from the opening tip. Stay with us. We'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa. Michaela! Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Badgers pregame show, and taking a break for all of 5 minutes from all things portal is Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This has got to be nice just to talk basketball for a few minutes as opposed to chasing down who's leaving and who's coming in.
It's wonderful because all the guys on the basketball roster last week are still on the roster this week. So it's a lot easier to keep track of.
The beautiful thing. Hopefully you didn't jinx anything there. Let's talk about a couple of guys still on the roster who really were impressive in their last game down in Indianapolis, Nolan Winter and Stephen Crowell. We'll start with Crowell because he was a storyline. A senior was off to a slow start in terms of scoring. Greg Gard, about as pointed as he gets with a player publicly. We've heard worse if you've covered this game at all over any length of time. But the thing is, Jesse, Stephen is a guy who seems like he knows how to handle it. And they wasted no time. I thought that was interesting against Butler. First possession, they fed him the ball. He scored, and it just seemed like he was off and running after that.
Yeah, Stephen has always had this in him for the last 4+ years. It's a matter of can you be consistent and can you play with that tenacity? And he certainly brought it against Butler when he scored 18 points. And I also think the 6 rebounds matter, too, because he's coming off a game where he didn't have any. When you're that tall, I think people just assume you're going to get rebounds, but you have to put some effort into it and put yourself in good position. But the combination of Crowell and Winter, if they can do what they did against Butler and score 38 points and make more than 50% of your shots, you're going to win a lot of games for Wisconsin this season.
Yeah, Stevie did all of that in 17 minutes and change of playing time, the 18.6 rebounds. And Nolan Winter, now Crowell hit a couple of threes. Winter certainly can, but he's got a versatility to his game, and it's become more and more common, I guess, among the better bigs out there. I always thought Wisconsin was a little ahead of the curve and at the college level. But this guy, it just seems like as he continues to develop, can become more and more of a problem for opposing teams because he can hurt you in a variety of ways.
Yeah, you're right. Going back to the Bo Ryan era, how many big guys did Wisconsin have that could step out and create mismatch issues from the perimeter? But I think one of the areas that Nolan has made a big jump here is the physicality and strength, which in turn leads to confidence. When you saw him as a freshman, you saw the potential and the talent, but you got to get in the weight room and develop some of that strength to compete at the Big Ten level. We saw a little bit of this earlier in the season, one of the first games. Maybe it was even the season opener. So he has this in him. Don't necessarily expect 20 points and 8 rebounds every night out. But when he can give you that as a starter, it only helps everybody else in the rotation.
They ended up with 19 assists on their 26 buckets, just 3 turnovers. Now, Butler is not a team that creates a lot of turnovers, but still that ratio 19-3. And the bigger thing is when they move the ball, right? I mean, when they're moving the ball around, side top side, making the defense move, that's when this offense, like most, would be at its best. We'll see what happens today against Detroit Mercy. 9-3 and a chance to get to 10 here today, Jesse. And they would be going with just one non-conference loss. What are your general impressions now of this team? There's a decent sample size. What do you like about it? What do you see that's going to need to get better?
Well, big picture, I think if you ask Badgers fans going into the new year if Wisconsin could potentially be 10-3, you would absolutely take that given what you thought you knew and what you didn't know about this team. I know because they had a hot start, losing 3 in a row makes you feel less than enthusiastic, but to respond the way they did against Butler. I mean, this is a team that feels like it's pretty well positioned as it starts to arrive at Big Ten play. What I like, certainly the scoring ability, the way they can get up and down. They have had some turnover issues, but I think that the more you figure out what your rotation looks like, and right now it seems like you're banking for the most part on 7 guys, you can go 9 deep. Greg Gard has a lot of good pieces here, and then there's reason to be optimistic going into the second half of the season.
Yeah, just 3 teams in the Big Ten got through their first 2 games unscathed. So that gives you an idea of the parity that may very well exist once again in the conference coming up in 2025. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. Our pregame coverage continues with our Badgers Spotlight as we'll hear from redshirt freshman Jack Janicki. He's up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for today's Badgers Spotlight as we hear from Badgers redshirt freshman guard Jack Janicki out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, who scored more than 2,000 points in his high school career, passed over on some scholarship offers, came to Wisconsin as a preferred walk-on. Redshirted last year, said he learned a lot along the way. I asked him how it felt when he finally got back into a game when he stepped on the floor in a Wisconsin Badgers uniform.
It had been a year and a half since I competed in a basketball game. So, yeah, the first couple games were, they were honestly just a feeling out process as a freshman, just where I can find my spots, you know, defensively and offensively, where do I need to get better. And, you know, as the last couple of weeks have went forward and we've had some hiccups, I think it's been a good experience for me and for the group to just see even more like what we need to improve on. And I think defensively, we need to make some jumps, and practices like today, we're going to keep making jumps, and I'm excited for another opportunity to get on the court.
One of the things the coaches say about you, Jack, is that players, they trust you because you are where you're supposed mm-hmm. to be, at both ends of the floor. It's another way of saying he's got a really high basketball IQ. Mm-hmm. Have you always felt like your knowledge of the game
yeah.
has given you a great jump?
Yeah, I think my basketball IQ is probably my number one strength as a player. Just coming from a basketball family, my mom played high-level Division I basketball at Notre Dame, and my dad was just not athletic enough, but he knows enough about the games, and he raised me on Celtics basketball, so I've been watching a lot of basketball, playing a lot of basketball, and naturally I've just sort of gained a feel for the game.
Celtics basketball, you said?
Celtics.
The Boston Celtics.
Big-time Celtics fan. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
How's that go over?
Oh, it's been going great the last year. Inside the locker room it doesn't go over great, but back home it goes over real well when we get a championship. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned your mom, Stacy, mm-hmm. All-American at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, a son will talk to his mom, but can you have, like, you can have, like, legitimate basketball discussions, too, just of what you go through on and off the floor as a student-athlete?
As a middle schooler, she was probably more beneficial for me with on-court stuff, mm-hmm. you know, how to guard in outside or how to find a big on a roll. But now that I'm a, you know, college athlete and she's the only one in my family who's also a college athlete, I find myself asking her a lot about stuff that isn't even basketball related. You know, how did you balance time? How did you feel when, you know, you got back from a trip and you had an exam the next day? Stuff that she can relate to that other people in my family can't. So it's nice to talk to her and just see what she thinks about certain case scenarios, and you know, also just being a mom and uplifting me and providing love, so I feel confident and feel good.
It's an important thing that you just mentioned here, actually multiple important things, but it, you know, the balance, because there's a lot that is involved now in college athletics, but they still, as the line goes, you guys are still expected to play school.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go to class.
Playing a lot of school.
Playing a lot of school. And then you are coming back. I mean, you get some of these road games that mm-hmm. are at 8 o'clock at night, and you're getting back. Yeah. It's 1:32 in the morning. How is that? You're living this now. You knew it was coming, but it's one thing to know it's coming. It's another thing to be in the middle of it.
Yesterday was one of those days where we got back. I probably got back to my apartment around 1:30. I think you were with us.
Yeah, yep.
And I have an accounting exam the next morning at 9:30.
I didn't have
You didn't have that?
No, I did not. No.
That was not a fun thing to do, but, you know, school is going to carry me for 40 years after these 4 years that basketball takes mm-hmm. me, so staying locked in on the books is definitely something that I want to keep doing while I'm here.
Smart guy. Okay, now I got to get to the the really meat and potatoes mm-hmm. of this. So I had to sit down with Nolan Winter, and obviously Lakeville North, mm-hmm. great tradition there. He and Jack Robinson now, and guys before, Tyler Wall, Nate Reavers. And I said, okay, how much do you guys talk about this in the locker room? And he said, that's funny you ask. You know, I was talking to Janicki about this. I said, okay, if you have a best of seven series, and I think the quote was, that's not even a question. So he claims it would only take four games to take care of it. So now I got to give you the floor here. You go best of seven, White Bear Lake, Lakeville North. How's that go?
What I would say about Lakeville North is obviously the Wisconsin basketball fan knows a lot about Lakeville North. But that's all Lakeville North has to offer, really. Getting guys to come to Wisconsin is Lakeville North's number one thing. My town's got character. We've got history. We're a hockey town, and that's true to Minnesota. You know, I come from a long, like, most of my friends in high school were hockey players, and my high school basketball team wasn't as good as Lakeville North historically was, but I love having sort of that small town character, White Bear Lake. I think it's something that Jack and Nolan lack, to be honest. Yeah.
Can you skate if you had to?
No.
Nope. Okay.
I tried, and it was probably the most embarrassing thing I've ever done, because everyone else around me can always skate, and I cannot skate.
All right. So would you concede that Lakeville North might win the series then against White Bear Lake?
Or? They would win a series of basketball games, if I was a outsider looking to vacation, I had a week in the summer in Minnesota, I would go to White Bear Lake 7 times out of 7 over Lakeville North.
No doubt he likes White Bear Lake as a vacation hotspot, good hockey area as well, and they have turned out a pretty good basketball player in Jack Janicki. That's today's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. More to come as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, a real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank, and not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Our pregame coverage continues as the Badgers get ready to take on Detroit Mercy, the Titans out of the Horizon League. We thank Jack Janicki for joining. It's always fun to hear the banter. My hometown's better than your hometown. I suppose you had to tell folks here that, you know, Angola, Indiana was really where it was happening, right, when you came here to the University of Wisconsin?
I probably had to tell him where it was. Where he can talk about his town and all the history, I had to convince people I was from Indiana.
Our engineer, our 25-plus years in this day, McCanto, and it's a White Bear Lake, also the home, Charlie, as I know you're aware, the famous wrestler Jumpin' Jim Brunzel. White Bear Lake.
I love the knowledge.
I'll have to spring that one on Janicki next time I talk to him, see if Lakeville North can match anybody who was as good in the squared circle as Jumpin' Jim Brunzel.
I doubt it.
You're just tuning in, you're going, what are these guys talking about? Alongside Charlie Wills, I'm Matt LePay as we get you ready for basketball. We're actually going to get to that. And you were mentioning a couple minutes ago off air, Charlie, this is an exciting time. You're going to get a little bit of getaway time, but in the next few weeks, it's basketball right now. And you always enjoyed this part of the calendar, right?
Loved it. It was a time that if you had anything that you needed to work out, you had 2 to 3 weeks to work it out. So it was all basketball. It was no school. It was just pure being here, so you could shoot extra, hang out with your guys extra. It was just a little extra bonding time. But that break's really important. Like, to be able to get out of the class and the routine, because it is so demanding. Most people don't know what that looks like. Let's say it's a 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. most days, right? And when you get a 2 or 3 day window where you can get off and you can just kind of hang out, that lets your body just kind of relax. And then you can come out here and be a little bit more relaxed, which you play better when you're that way.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I know you haven't had a game break as long as these guys will have. After today, they don't play again until January 3rd. I know Coach Ryan usually had you guys back like Christmas night or when he was the Grinch.
Yeah.
But you're still going to have gaps at times. And I would guess the challenge now in this coaching staff, they weren't born last night. You know, there's going to be a little getaway time here for the next few days after this game today. Staying sharp, that's the next objective here, right?
Yeah, it's a reminder that the staff has to say, what is our key objective? Win a championship. Now, what are we going to do when we come back on whatever that date is? And just be focused. So they're going to probably hit them really hard when they come back from that three-day break.
Yep.
Because you got to knock the webs out a little bit of being really relaxed with home, which sounds really weird to probably everybody listening, but you really got to get them refocused because you got to get ready for that January date. And then you get them into that rhythm, get in that hard workout again, and then still you got another 2 weeks before school starts, right?
Yeah.
But only a week before the game starts. So, yeah, a little of that extra rhythm, probably really hard practices, but that's what you need to help 18 to 21-year-olds focus in those moments.
Yeah, they'll get a little getaway time, a little relaxing time, but as I say, take care of your bodies in the meantime.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you get back, it's game on here. So let's go back to 8 days ago down in Indianapolis, really – just a good, solid day of basketball. You know, they had lost three in a row. Butler, at its best, good enough to knock off Northwestern, a ranked Mississippi State team. Badgers never trailed in that game, and I know you were excited. we all were, to see Steven Crow get involved right away offensively. That was a kind of game that he really needed, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he personally needed that, and I think his teammates wanted that for him. You could see it. They made him a focus right away. First two plays were right to him. Then it was Winters getting involved. And then the whole game, it just felt like those two were seesawing back and forth between them being involved. And I think they had a little over 40 points of their, 80?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Almost 50% of their total scoring. So, to me, that part of it was really important to see them all bond that way. And they have to. They have to be that through the Big Ten. If they're not, they're going to get run over.
Greg Gard this week on our radio show, or his radio show, he was talking about Nolan Winter. And really, in a lot of ways, his career is still just getting started. Now, he played last year. It was about 10 minutes a game. It's times two plus change. Now, an exciting player. I would imagine you watch him and you're really intrigued because he does multiple things really well out there.
He can spread the court by his shooting ability. He's confident enough with his handles that nobody's going to be able to pressure him really well. He's comfortable inside to get hit now in his second season. What I love about his play is he doesn't stop moving. A lot of bigs, they get sucked into an area, and they stay in that five-foot window. He's 30 feet all over the court moving. And for a guy of that size, that's next-level athleticism, but also court awareness. I think he has a really great court perspective.
I've always thought the Badgers were ahead of the curve at the college level with that, with bigs who are not strictly back to the basket, and now everybody else is. You're trying to do the same thing, but I mean, you're a big, but you could step outside. I always felt like as an observer, you guys had bigs who could do things that a lot of other programs just couldn't do. Did you get that sense in your day?
I think they focused on, I really do, because all the guys that I played with could do all of those things, right? You look from Mark, myself, Andy, Maurice, right? Any of the guys that were a part of our program, you were face the basket guy and you were back to the basket, plus you knew how to play defense, right? So it was that mix, and I think what they showed in that game against Butler is they're back to that mix. That's what Wisconsin's, I think, hung their hat on for the last 20 years, honestly. I mean, you can go down the list of all the guys that have been here, and you can see that very same thing. So I think those two getting in rhythm right now at the start of the what I call the core of the Big Ten, that January market, if they're doing that well, Wisconsin's going to rise from being in the bottom third to the upper third crust of the Big Ten.
All right. That is our Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More to come as our pregame coverage continues here at the Kohl Center. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Courtside at the Kohl Center, our pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Detroit Mercy here this afternoon as the 9-3 Badgers close out the non-conference portion of their regular season. Mark Montgomery's Titans check in at 5-8. Those five wins are four more than the Titans had all of last year before the coaching change. To say at the least, it was a brutally difficult year for the Titans last winter, going 1-31. So at 5-8, 1-2 in conference play, the jump under the first-year head coach Mark Montgomery has been very impressive. We're about a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot-Around.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. It's been a minute since it's been a home game. Kind of nice to be back here in the friendly confines.
It has been. We're approaching almost a month. it's good to get back. Obviously, got through finals here this week and, able to practice, four of the 5 days throughout the week and get preparation for today.
It is always that challenge. Every year we talk about it. It's still college. It's still academics and all of that, and just trying to make sure guys are locked in. You're happy with what you've seen on the practice
floor? Yeah, I think, finals have changed a lot, Matt, in the years since you and I were, sitting at a desk in a classroom. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, a lot of them finished up early in the week, so we were able to, you know, crank it up a little bit later or later in the week on Friday and yesterday, and you know, just work on some things even on Monday and Tuesday, just of ourselves, you know, trying to continue to obviously keep the conditioning and continue to grow that, but also really work on some things that we felt through the first, you know, 11 games that we need to continue to get better at and accentuate the things we've been good at.
One of the things that was encouraging, one of the many things last Saturday against Butler was, you know, getting Stevie going, Stephen Crow, and you guys didn't mess around, like first possession, and that it seemed like, I don't know if he exhaled or maybe just got whatever the case, but to get a bucket right away, that just seemed to kickstart his whole day.
Yeah, I thought he was much more aggressive, you know, really, not that he doesn't play hard, but play harder. You know, and I think that was really the mindset and trying to simplify things for him is just go, you know, go turn it loose in the short amount of time because I'm going to give you a small window and go do everything you can do in that time. And him getting off to a good start and really the two bigs, him and Nolan playing, you know, really well and playing off of one another. You know, for Steve to have 18 points in 17 minutes, I thought he was really efficient and was aggressive.
Any game where you're going to get 19 assists on 23 or 26 buckets, too. 19 assists, just three turnovers. That's a pretty good combo.
That's a good jump in the right direction, you know, and the 19 assists come when you make baskets, too. You know, that helps, but I think probably more promising was just the three turnovers. You know, I thought we did a really good job of taking care of the ball, but yet you want to continue to be aggressive, right? You don't want to play too safe where you're not making plays, and I don't want guys tentative, but I think they're starting to continue to grow in that area and figure out what they can do and what they can't do, and that varies from player to player. Some have the ability to do a little bit more, where others maybe it's not in their best interest to be as aggressive with the ball in their hands. But all in large, I think good decisions with the ball.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about today's game as the Badgers square off with Detroit Mercy. This pregame interview presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, a familiar name, Mark Montgomery, back in the head coaching circles, longtime assistant with Tom Izzo at Michigan State, was a head coach at Northern Illinois. Five wins. I know they're really banged up, but five wins, that's four more than they had last year. So clearly he's come in and from the ground floor appears to be doing a really good job.
Yeah, he is. You know, I think they are banged up, as you mentioned, but, you know, going back through, you know, who they played earlier in the year, played Wake Forest pretty tough on the road at Wake Forest, and then started to have the injury bug hit them throughout the last, you know, three, 4 weeks. You can tell he's definitely trying to establish a culture, and really you're talking about building a program from the ground up, which in today's world is not easy. But he's got some younger players that I think if they stick with it, you know, they can continue to grow and get better. And you know, with Lovejoy and Jeter, you know, the point guard and the four, and they have others that can knock down shots. But Lovejoy, really, the ball's in his hands a lot. He really facilitates a lot. You know, he leads him by far in assist and obviously leading him in scoring. So that's, we'll have to make sure we're on point in terms of that regard with containing him and then making sure, you know, Jeter and the others, Nadal, don't get loose from three.
They've been, you just mentioned that, don't get loose from three. They're a little bit of an outlier, though, in that they don't rely on that nearly as much as most other programs.
Yeah, they shoot a lot of mid-range, you know, specifically Lovejoy shoots a lot of them. But they've done it at a decent clip at times. So that's the catch-22. We want to make sure the ball doesn't get to the rim. We don't want post players. And what they really do well is offensive rebound, which I think is a trait, obviously, he brought from Michigan State. But, yeah, a lot of mid-range shots. I mean, they really rebound their own pretty well. They've got a couple other guys that come off the bench in Okoro and Kambale that really attack the glass. And I think players starting to figure out what their role is. You can tell as a new group together and a lot of young players, maybe early in the year, they aren't quite sure how they fit. I think they're starting to see some of that to come together in spite of the injuries.
So you got a lot of young guys, but you got some mature guys too. Last game before a break here, years ago, probably mentioned this in the past, years ago, Stu Jackson was a nervous wreck. And it might have been a game before the Detroit Mercy. When making sure guys aren't thinking about being with the family or wherever they're going to go, that's something that even today probably you got to keep an eye on.
Yeah, you do. But I think our guys are excited to compete. I thought we practiced really well yesterday. So it'll be mentioned here. They understand the importance of we have to become more consistent in playing at a high level. And that always, you know, these games like right before break, right after break, right around break, sometimes in finals, always test your discipline. And that's something that we talk about all the time. And not only in today's game, but leading up to today in terms of they're out of school now. We're, you know, you can't sleep until noon and have a 1 o'clock game or a 1 o'clock practice. All those things that the good habits that they've been building on, we got to keep those up.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us and we continue. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Coverage continues. Time for a quick check of the Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Well, one of the games that I think that turned heads yesterday, Charlie, was Ohio State, which has had its ups and downs. I think that's fair to say. They go to Madison Square Garden. They're taking on fourth-ranked Kentucky. And Ohio State won by 20, 85-65. Bruce Thornton with 30 points. That was a hello when I saw that score.
Yeah, like you said when we were in the break, it was pretty close. And then it was like Ohio State just had that, like, momentum. They had a massive run, and it was like it just knocked Kentucky completely out. And Ohio State's good, right? But they're just young.
Yeah.
And so people don't expect it yet.
Yeah, they've one of their players, Meechie Johnson, has stepped away for the time being. So he started his career there, was in South Carolina, came back to Ohio State, but he stepped away from the program for at least the time being. But Ohio State with a resounding win yesterday in New York City. The Iowa Hawkeyes and the Utah Utes were at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Badgers have had a couple of trips there in recent years. One thing about the Hawkeyes has been very consistent. They may give up a fair amount of points, but they're going to score their share and then some, 95-88, so they can still fill it up.
Yes, and it was really fun to actually see them do that, right? It was nonstop for them. It just felt like the whole team was participating.
Purdue Boilermakers, they continue to really challenge themselves out of conference, and they lose to Auburn by 18. Auburn, you may be, you know, you can always argue who's number one, who's number two. They're technically number two. You could easily put them number one.
They are very solid at every position. They're 10 guys deep. So when you have that kind of depth on a team and you're that good, you're going to be at the top.
Big Ten teams in action as we speak. Late first half, Michigan leading Purdue Fort Wayne 45-22. And Illinois rivalry game there, Illinois and Missouri. Late first half of the Illini up 30-28. Later today, USC will be taking on Southern, and Nebraska will be at Murray State down at the Diamond Head Classic. Not a bad place to spend a few days during the holiday season. That is your look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, Charlie will give you his keys to today's game between the Badgers and the Titans. Back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Pre-game coverage continues. The Badgers and Detroit Mercy. Time to get the keys to today's game. Charlie Wills, what you got for us?
All right, keys for UW. Like they started in the Butler game, you got to dominate the inside. So I'd like to see a big game from Winters and Crowell inside, not only on the offensive end, but also on the glass, because Detroit Mercy can really get to the boards. Limit turnovers. When they're under 9, they do great. When they're over 10, that's when they have a really good chance of not being able to bring home a win. And then force Detroit Mercy into turnover play. They're very prone into a 15-16 turnover type of game. I think if they take care of the ball, they have a really good chance to do that.
Yeah, their turnover percentage, their rank is 253 in all of college basketball. Meanwhile, the Badgers rank 16th. They've been very good at protecting the ball. And to your point, only 3 turnovers the Badgers were guilty of in that game against
Butler.
It was
exceptional to watch.
Yeah, they were very, very clean in that game against Thad Matta's Bulldogs. Those are your keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Let's get a check of the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health and Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Isaac Gard unavailable here for Wisconsin this afternoon. Everybody else listed as up and available here today. Detroit Mercy down 3 starters, 2 out for the year. Mac Mansell and Jared Larry. Emmanuel Quach is out indefinitely with a knee injury. He's a 9-point-a-game guy. Mansell, through 5 games, was averaging better than 13 points per contest. And Jared Larry, about 9 a game. So they have been hit hard by injuries at this very still early stage of the season. 2 are out for the year. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. First for Mark Montgomery's Detroit Mercy Titans. Up front, you'll have Miles Mitchell, 6'10", just 210 pounds. Freshman out of Detroit, averaging nearly 3 points a game and 3.5 rebounds. Legend Jeter, a 6'8 junior from the state of Michigan, transfer from Eastern Michigan, averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds a game. Orlando Lovejoy, a fellow transfer from Eastern Michigan, 6'3 junior out of Detroit, averaging close to 14 points a game, 4.5 rebounds and nearly 4.5 assists. Grant Gondarzik is a 6-foot redshirt freshman out of Benton Harbor, Michigan, a transfer from Elon, averaging 7 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. Nate Johnson rounds out the starting 5, a 6'5 freshman out of Grand Rapids at 7 points and about 4 rebounds per game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same 5 as has been the case throughout the course of this season. John Tanjay, 6'5 grad student out of Omaha, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists per game. Nolan Winter, 6'11 sophomore out of Lakeville, Minnesota, 10.5 points, 5.5 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot grad student out of Eagan, Minnesota, 8.3 points, 5.3 assists, or rebounds, rather, and 2.7 assists per game. John Blackwell, a 6'4 sophomore out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, 14 points, 4.5 rebounds. And Max Klesmet rounds out the starting five, 6'4 senior out of Neenah at 12 points and 3 assists per contest. Wisconsin leads the series through the years, 3-0, 3-0. They last met some 21 years ago at the Kohl Center. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. It's the Badgers and the Titans. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klesmet.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it in off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from the Kohl Center in Madison alongside Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. We welcome you to the final non-conference game of the regular season as the 9-3 Wisconsin Badgers host the 5-8 Detroit Mercy Titans. And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Boy, a nice crowd for this non-conference game in the midst of the holiday season. And Charlie, one game left for the Badgers before break. But you want to play well today because you want to go into the break happy. You don't want an angry coach welcoming you back, air quotes, after a few days off after this game today.
I've experienced one of those. Those are not pleasant. Usually there's puke buckets at the end of the game for you. But, no, it is a really great way to set the tone, not only just to end the season for the 24 portion really well, give you that momentum, right? You're on a one-game streak. Keep that streak alive.
And the way they got that win, which stopped a three-game losing skid, it was impressive. We talked about it here in the pregame show. They got the bigs involved, and in particular got Stephen Crowell involved. And now the trick is, can you do it again?
Absolutely they can. You've got a really young Detroit Mercy team, especially with all the injuries. They already were pretty heavy with a bunch of transfers and having a mostly freshman. I would say, it was only 10% had post-game experience. So
yes.
When you have that, I think there's a lot of propensity to go really strong into the paint and force them into those turnovers like we talked about.
With those three starters down for Mark Montgomery, he's rolled six freshmen into games at times, 10 available players here today. But Montgomery doing some really good work in his first year. This is pretty much where you tear down the house and build it back up. This program went 1-31 last year under the previous coaching regime led by Mike Davis. They are 5-8 going into today's game. DJ Karstensen, Scott Brown, Brian McNutt are your officials as the Titans come out of the traveling blue.